sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
This was Emmanuel. Think about it in a moment. They were given this responsibility. You're going to be the one that raised him. He's going to live in your house. You're going to change the diapers. You're going to feed him. You're going to protect him. You're going to shelter him. You're going to do all these things for him. It was given to him by God. One of the first things, when Mary was with child, King Herod found out. And the wise men didn't go back that way. And when he found out, he sent soldiers into Bethlehem to kill all the children, because he knew the king of the Jews had been born. But Joseph had a dream, and the Lord said, take the child into Egypt, and he'll be hidden there. He'll be safe there. And he was obedient to the dream, and he took the child, he and Mary. Can you picture him on a donkey? Late at night, slipping out, he's pulling the donkey, and they're walking out of Bethlehem. A day or so later, Herod's men come in. They kill all the children, 2 years old and younger. Kill them all. They killed them all. But it started out with them being committed, I'm going to call them this, to the presence. And the enemy started out trying to kill the presence. I don't say this in a negative way, because we have victory over it, but when you leave out of here, there will be the joy stealers, the presence killers, the thieves. The world does not do life like we do. As a matter of fact, I was on a plane. I was going through somewhere, I think it was Hong Kong again, because over there, the cultures are so different. For you to have maybe travel over there, people, you know, they'll get in front of you in a line in a minute. I ain't gotten over that yet, you know. I don't have issues with it now, but, you know, I just watch them. I let them go ahead. It don't matter. You stand in line, somebody will come and get right up in front of you in line, a bunch of them just come in. It's like, hey. But it's not an issue. But, you know, it's so different. The cultures are so different from what we know. And the Lord spoke to me on the plane. He said, don't be conformed to the world. Because, you know, you get among people long enough, you're going to start treating them like they treat you. They treat you like the devil, you treat them like the devil. Hear what I'm saying? Amen. Why? Because we want to carry. Amen. We have it, but we want it manifested. Amen. Why? To change the world. Amen. He says, be not conformed to this world. Don't do life like the world does life. The world is cold. I said, the world is cold. The world's not going to love you. There'll be people here and there that treat you well, but the world, as a rule, that system is cold, dark, blind. Much of it is wicked. And while you're in the world, people will treat you a certain way. Number one, because they don't know the Christ that's in you. They won't hear you. They won't know you. Oftentimes they won't respect you or honor you for what you are carrying. But the Lord said, don't be conformed to this world. You know, how many know it could be easy for you to adopt a position or an attitude? Amen. Even among church people. Say amen, lights. To adopt an attitude. But the Lord said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Again, renewing of the mind. The renewed mind is a result of you believing and then understanding. Amen. Not understanding and then believing. You'll be trapped, snared all the time if you have to understand first. Now God says, be not overcome of evil. Amen. Say amen over there. God says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, sometimes that don't make no sense. Here you being good to some evil, wicked person with no morals, but yet God says, the only way you overcome it was good. Lord, I don't understand. You don't have to understand. Just believe. You don't have to understand it. Believe it. You'd be surprised, that person. You know, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the sister of Lazarus, had 7 demons cast out of her. 7 demons, prostitute, everything. She was messed up. But she was the one at the garden tomb. She said to who she thought was the gardener, what have you done with his body? Please show me. She was the one there. So you never know what your good is overcoming. So you don't have to understand. Believe. When you walk in the presence, you'll be surprised at what the presence will do. Joseph and Mary were given that assignment. So Jesus is 12 now. Follow me. He's 12. And they go to Jerusalem as their custom is. And after they leave, after the week of being there, they leave. And they're headed back to Nazareth. And they go a full day's journey. And, you know, their whole clan is traveling. So they figure, you know, Jesus is somewhere, you know, playing. Because they're responsible for the presence. So they feel like he's with the family somewhere along. But then they stop somewhere briefly, and then they inquire where Jesus is, and nobody knows. In other words, the presence isn't there. And they didn't even know it. There's a statistic. The early church, 95% of their activities would cease if the presence of God wasn't there. But today, 95% of our activities would continue, even without the presence of God. Because we do routines, we do stuff. We just learn to do stuff, whether God is present or not. But our next level, the next dimension that God wants to bring you up, the upgrade, he wants to put his anointing now on the things that you're doing. In other words, he wants to be involved. Your intentions have been well, but you've not paid the price to carry what he wants to put on your life. Remember the steps he was taking? Every step of the way. So they couldn't find him. They went back to Jerusalem. And 3 days they were searching for him. Now, I think about it more. They've been assigned to protect, to nurture, to bring up, to provide for this presence. And they have lost it. How many of us feel like Joseph or Mary today? God has assigned you a certain measure of anointing of himself, and you done lost it. You're carrying grudges. You've allowed fear to grip your heart. Unbelief. You don't trust God. That last experience you had has ruined you. You'll never try it again. You just go to church. You're afraid of somebody who is only breath and breeches. What is man that you are mindful? What is man that you are afraid of? Man, who is but a vapor. Amen. So they lost the presence 3 days. And then Mary goes to him and says, Jesus, don't you know that we were concerned? Why would you do this? I'm paraphrasing. Why would you do this to us? Don't you know we were concerned? We were anxious about your whereabouts. He gives quite an answer back. He says, don't you know that it's necessary that I be about my Father's business? Isn't that a strange answer? See, they didn't understand that when he said it. But what he was establishing there for us is that the Father's business. Amen. Hello. Amen. Not for some of us. See, for some, the job. Your perceived source of income is more important. Or family. You know, we have services going on, or you committed, and when family come, you know where to be found. Now, I'm pro-family now. But Jesus established a precedence. He said, don't you know, I know you're my family, I know I'm submitted to you, but don't you know I need to be about my Father's business? Now, I believe there was something prophetic there. He was talking to doctors of the law and lawyers, Pharisees and all those guys. I believe there were some in that group that he was talking to at 12 who, when he came into his public ministry, said, that's that same boy that was teaching us. See, he was instructing them, taking questions from them. And it says that everybody that heard him was amazed. I believe he was setting something up for when, amen, he approached or was confronted by the Pharisees, because there were those that believed. Amen. But he said, don't you know that I must need be about my Father's business? He was more concerned with presence. It wasn't that he was disobedient, because he went back with them and submitted himself, and we hear nothing else about him until age 29, till it's time to come into his public ministry. But there's a nugget there. They lost his presence. And Mary got anxious and began to blame him. When things aren't working, I wonder how many blame God.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com.